Hello, this is Movie Central here, and welcome to the first podcast. Now, today we're going to be talking about a lot of movies. We're going to be talking about the new Sonic movie. I have not seen the Sonic movie yet, but I will be giving some opinions on how it looks like. But we will be doing many other things, too. First off, the Sonic movie looks really good. It really gives a lot of texture to it, to the character, and it really looks like something really good to see. I will be seeing it, hopefully. If not in the theaters, then when I get the DVD or something, or when I rent it, but... another thing that I really like about the Sonic movie is the editing. Like, Sonic is super fast, and they make the editing super good to make it seem like, oh, he really is moving fast. It's not just like a crappy editing where it's like, oh, okay, it's obvious that they had to cut that part out to make it go there. Nah, they don't do that. Like, they make it look like you're actually there. And it would be really cool to see it in 3D because it looks like hella realistic. But yeah, new movies coming out in 2020. We'll be seeing that. They are making Avatar 2. Let's see, what else are they coming out with? I'm looking on YouTube right now, guys, real quick. Oh, Black Widow is coming out. I really actually want to see that. Black Panther 2 is coming out. I don't know if that's coming out right now or not. Let's see. But another thing, now we're gonna go back to old movies right now. I'm gonna talk about Spider-Man. Spider-Man Far From Home. Spider-Man Far From Home. It was probably by far one of the best Spider-Man movies ever made. Because it really shows heart about how people felt at the end of Endgame. And if you did not see Endgame yet, skip past this part. Okay? I would say skip to, like, 250. Okay? But, or just skip until you don't hear anything. But you know what I mean. But, when Iron Man died at the end, everybody felt that. It's not like, oh, my God, it's Iron... It's not that he was a great superhero. It's because it was Tony Stark and it was Robert Downey Jr. Robert Downey Jr. is by far one of the best actors, and he really makes us feel stuff. When he died, it was like we lost... It's like you lost, like, somebody that you actually have known for, like, your whole entire life. That's what it felt like. But then when Spider-Man Homecoming came along, Tom Holland took it to the next level. We all knew that Spider-Man Far From Home was going to be taking place after Endgame. But we never realized how much of an impact it would make on us. Like when he said, everywhere I go, I still see his face. We felt that. Because we still see Tony Stark's face all over the place. We see it on posters. We see it on movie things. Like, Dolittle, like, the new movie that's coming out with him. Which I'll get into that in a second. But you just really felt that. It was like, Tony Stark is, like, somewhere in your... I was never a big fan of Iron Man. But then when I was watching, like, The Avengers and stuff, I was like, hey, this guy's actually, like, good, like, and stuff. Like, he's, like, actually, like, a good actor and stuff. I never really took time to, like, watch the other movie. Nah. By far, him and Spider-Man are my favorite, like, superheroes of all time. Spider-Man, like, is my favorite right now. Probably always will be. Mostly because it's Tom Holland right now. Like, legit. And Spider-Man's just freaking cool, you know? Sorry, I don't want to curse, but, yeah, but that movie was amazing. It showed how we felt, and it took it into the movie, too. Like, he felt that he let Tony Stark down. by letting him, by letting that one guy take the glasses. So he had to take them back. And he did everything he could. Because Tony Stark picked him, and he knew that if he didn't get those back, he would never forgive himself. Another thing. Now let's get into Dolittle. Dolittle. It's all about animals and stuff. It's looks really cool. I know Robert Downey Jr. I know Tom Holland is in it also, so they get to work together. So when you already know that that's where we're in it, you already know it's gonna be a hit movie. Like once everybody heard, I found out that Robert Downey Jr. was in it, but then after I found out Tom Holland, let alone either one of them being in a movie, it's already gonna be a hit. But them coming together and making a movie together, it's probably gonna be like one of the top movies for like a while. Probably, it's probably gonna hit the charts a lot and stuff. But Avatar 2, I don't know anything about because I just saw that right there. But yeah, this is my first time. I never really thought about Movie Central and stuff like what. You know, I just started to do this. Trying to think if there's anything else I want to talk about before this ends. And by the way, we won't just be talking about movies. It's going to be based a lot on movies, but there's going to be some other stuff in here too. Like, if something tragic happens, like something like Kobe Bryant dying, which already happened, but you know what I mean. Something like that. I don't know why I'm talking like that, like with this deep. Okay, hold on. Okay, here it is. But yeah, the real thing is, okay. Oh, I just remembered. Detective Pikachu 2 is coming out. I love the Detective Pikachu 1. Had me in tears. It didn't literally have me in tears, but I felt shit inside. Like, I just cursed. I am sorry. But that's how strong it makes me. Same thing with, you know what? I don't give a shit. Same thing like fucking Endgame. Both of those movies made me fucking tear up inside, man. Yo, dude, you seen how Pikachu was sitting there with that face going? Yo, he looked like something that like a kid, like a little kid, like I would do as a little kid trying to get something I wanted. Yo, come on, man. Let me get the toy. Let me get the PS4. Let me get the game, man. Come on. You make me cry. Like. Oh my god, this movie is gonna be so freaking good. It's so freaking amazing. Oh my god. But yeah, that's going to be it for the first podcast. I hope you guys did enjoy. If you did, leave off on the button and subscribe. No, I was gonna, but yeah, if you did enjoy, just keep on looking for more podcasts like this. I will see you guys tomorrow. Movie Central out.